Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, happy Thursday. Out of works now. Hey, this is part of the beautiful program of the Gatos Chad Show, brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing Electrical, two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
I'm Gatos. He's Chad. Becky Lynn is in the news center. So a very interesting question.
Okay.
When will dining out be dining out of the 2018-2019? Okay. We all know what happened with the pandemic in 2020 and where we are today with Omicron, et cetera, et cetera. But after a couple of years, is your restaurant experience going to finally go back to normal? You know, I enjoy going to restaurants just like everybody else, but it's different now. It's very different. A couple of examples. Just this month, my wife and I have tried to go to a couple different places. We've shown up for dinner and they're closed.
Yes.
They're closed for many different reasons. I know Omicron has come in and everybody's got infected, right? So, you know, these restaurants have had to shut down here and there. I get that. But how do you make the experience better? Because restaurant owners are trying to make the experience better, make it more normal. I mean, it's still weird to me. You know, in some restaurants, you wear your mask in, then you sit down, you take your mask off. But if you have to go to the bathroom, you put your mask back on. I don't know.
They're still doing that?
I think a lot of us have given that up.
I didn't know. Where are they doing that at?
I mean, I see it all the time.
I remember, again, I live in the Valley of the Dirt People.
Yeah.
Sheriff Lamb is our sheriff. And so he's like, yeah, you know what? No.
So I'll give you three or four things. What to expect when you go to a restaurant. The first thing you have to expect, your service is going to be slow. And it's like the last thing that we want. We want fast service. You know, we want to get in. We want to have a nice dinner. We don't be rushed. We want to come in. We want to eat. We want to sit down. We want, you know, the waiter or waitress
to
be
a full menu.
Attentive. We're going to get to that. But you got to expect slower service. Let me give you an example. Went to a place that I always like going to. We ordered food. So we weren't going to stay there. We ordered it to go. I drive. I park, I walk in, and I had ordered it 20 minutes before, and I went up to the counter, and they said, we've made a mistake, we didn't put your order in. Okay. All right, maybe a couple of years ago, I'd be like, well, that's hot garbage. I mean, come on, guys, you know what I mean?
So different world today, understanding what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and instead, you're like, you know what, I'm going to go sit here, just let me know when it's done. I waited 20, 25 minutes. Was I happy with it? No. Was I angry? No.
So you can't. At this point, you've got to understand that people are, you know, they're struggling to fill positions. You know, my producer moved out here, Anthony. Now he lives up near, you know, the country club right here.
Mm-hmm.
He went out for a walk the other day. He goes, oh, I'm going to try this burger place one night. It's like kind of like those hip burger places.
Uh-huh.
He walked over there. It was closed. It was like a Friday night. They said, we're closed for the day. I want to thank our staff for working so hard, the ones who show up, and they're worked to death almost, so we've decided to give them a day or two off.
That's what the note said?
That's what the note said on the thing.
We gave them a few days off.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm thinking
to myself,
that's
different.
Those are the things you're running into. Like, I went to a restaurant, and they said, let me tell you the things we don't have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well.
I was talking to a buddy of mine on text just before we came on the show. He owns a bunch of restaurants. And I said, are things starting to get back to normal? And he said, it's still a ways out. Here's what they got. Supply issues.
Yep.
Employee shortages.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to operate normally is extremely difficult. He said they've had to shut down sections of the restaurant. And menu items are not always there. Well, we don't have that today. We don't have that. We're going to get that in a couple of days. We don't have that menu item. So menus are limited. So what we're talking about, if you're just joining us, is it going to go back to normal when we go to the restaurants? You know, I don't know. But experts are saying first thing you got to do when you go to a restaurant, expect slower service.
I
think that's all right.
Yeah, that's understandable.
You know what? I'm happy to just be in a restaurant.
We also barraged the restaurants the minute we had the opportunity, and it doesn't seem to be that we have stopped that. I mean, we have a new, you know, because, again, the Valley of Dirt People, which I love, at Casa Grande, we have a new Texas Roadhouse.
Oh.
That place looks like it's sold out every night, like it's a concert. There's so many cars there, but I hear people say sometimes it takes 3 hours to get through dinner. because it takes 30, 45 minutes, an hour, and then the service has been really slow because one person, instead of having a section of five tables, they may have 12.
Absolutely. Here's another one. Don't assume empty tables are available tables. Like when you go in and they say, hey, it's going to be a 25-minute wait. And you're like, well, what? Look at all those tables. Yeah. Nah, it's not the case. There may be some empty tables, but they're not waiters or waitresses to work them. Right. You know, like maybe a month ago, I went to a restaurant. I went for lunch and I said, yeah, I just want some outdoor seating. I like to sit outside, obviously, epicondriac. We don't have someone who can come outside and take your order. And so, you know, then you decide, I'm going to go inside.
How did you take that?
Oh, I left.
Okay, I got a burger and ate the car. We're all on the same page. Again, you know, the Gatos meter only goes so far.
Well, that is true. Here's another one. Check social media before you go. Or maybe check the website before you go. Maybe that's something that my wife and I should have done. Because when we went to those two different restaurants, you know, you drive over there, you park your car, you get out of your car, you walk over, well, now you got to have some sort of backup plan. So maybe checking, you know, social media or calling the restaurant beforehand, even making a reservation, is probably something that is worth doing. But I don't think it's going to go back to normal anytime soon.
No, because we don't know what's in front of us.
No, we have no idea. We can say that this thing is over or we're still going back to normal.
Well, I think we're
going to
go live our lives, but we're so...
It's going to be interrupted.
We're so intertwined with the world that the reality is there's still chances down the line that through no fault of our own or anybody else's, but that supply chains are going to be completely disrupted again that have nothing to do with anything here in America, even if there is an outbreak or not. But somewhere else there may be something, and that could halt it. So that's another problem, because we still have massive amounts of boats sitting out there.
We do. We do. But I think I'm more thankful when I go to these places. Like I go to a restaurant, and I'm thinking, well, it's not 2020. That was a mess. Couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't go anywhere. I still think about that. When I go sit in a restaurant, I still think, oh, gosh, a couple of years ago, we couldn't even be sitting inside. I mean, gosh, in California, they were making you go into a restaurant with a mask on, sit down, keep your mask on. When you want to chew something, take your mask off, chew it, and put your mask back on.
Yeah.
And at least it's not that. So I'm pretty thankful to still be able to go out and enjoy this stuff again. Is it the same? Nope. Not at this moment, but I think it will be one day.
Come out to the dirt, people. You'll feel like...
There's no pandemic out
there's
there.
We haven't had a pandemic. The Valley of the Dirt people are growing. Things are going on.
That's right.
Nobody's wearing a mask.
No.
Things are happening.
You either got the shot or you got the COVID.
Yep, there you go.
And now you are ready to roll.
Valley of the Dirt people. You're not going to see somebody roll up on you with a mask and you're like, I don't know if I want to eat from a server wearing a mask. I feel creepy. You may have gotten used to it. It's still weird to me.
Yeah. But it became a point where when the masks came off, it was a little bit creepy.
For you. For the average person who's like, oh, this is normal.
Well, that's
for
true.
You.
You know, you're right. You're right. For me, I'll give you an example. For me, it was a little, after you got the first vaccine and you're like, well, this solves the world's problem. And it unfortunately, the virus changed. For me, it was like, you're not wearing a mask. My wife, who hates the mask, she's like, this is way better. I like seeing the waiter or waitress's face. So, yeah.
I did too, because can I trust you?
Can I trust you? You can hide a lot behind a mask.
Went to lunch 2 days ago over here.
Yeah.
One of those little places was really good. And they all had their mask on when they were serving us.
Yeah, still.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird because, you know, again, Valley of the Dirt people, we don't do that stuff. We're tougher. And it's an interesting thing, though, because it is a weird thing. It's not seeing people's faces.
Yeah. I do think that the masks that go on in a restaurant during like a surge of Omicron, that's a pretty smart thing. And you've seen a little bit of that. But
even though they don't work, unless you have an actual KN95, which is the Japanese version of the N95.
And it's a great
Chinese
mask.
Version.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, Chad's going to tell you why Joe Biden's press conference yesterday? Gosh, that was a disaster.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
That's us. Golf tournament is amazing. It's incredible. It is the greatest show on turf. People's Open returns. TPC Scottsdale Waste Management Open. All right. Tees off February 7th, runs through the 13th. Head to the contest page, KTR.com, right now. Your chance to win tickets. Plus, one lucky winner, Greenskeeper passes, baby. Yeah!
All the years kind of go by so quickly. What happened last year with the Phoenix Open?
They allowed a several thousand in. It wasn't normal, but it was like the first time that fans had really returned to any kind of sporting event.
That was before the vaccine. No.
The vaccine came out in January. Yeah, but I hadn't gotten the vaccine.
No.
You were trying. Like, you were going every night and pretending you were a teacher, and they're like, get out of here!
I was not doing that. I was trying to get the plus one. And I went 0-2 trying to get it.
No idea.
Enough of you!
He would show up, and Lynette would text me, and she's like, the look on his face when he didn't get the plus one. She goes, crushed. I almost wanted to tell him, just let him have it.
You know what? My wife totally would have she could, because she's a teacher. She was a teacher. She's retired now, but she totally would have said, give it to him first. He's killing me. He's driving me crazy. KTAR.com. The Gatos Big Q poll question of the day is brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. I debut it on the Broomhead Show at about 8:50. Make sure you tune in. Simple question. Great President Joe Biden on his first year in office. A, B, C, D, or F? Number one answer, F, 56%. Number two answer, D. Number three answer, C. You know where this is going.
Yeah.
5% of you give him an A, 56%
of you. Who are the 5%? Are you that thought this was a great year?
You know who they are. You know who they are. I mean, it's the same. It's the same. Like, if I were to do this in Trump's first year, there would have been people who gave him an A.
Yeah.
And he didn't deserve an A. Okay. But 5%.
Personality-wise, he didn't deserve an A.
Most people know that Joe Biden certainly doesn't deserve probably an A, B, or a C. And I hope he does better this year.
He's not.
He needs to. He might not, but I'm still rooting for the guy, just like I rooted for Trump.
I'm rooting for America, but I have some serious questions. And even people yesterday that are staunch supporters of him said they're starting to have, like, Van Jones. He's like, he's foggy. He doesn't look like he knows what's going on.
So Van Jones is a CNN guy.
CNN.
And he's...
people are raising questions
about...
He's
on the left.
He does not look like he is capable for the job.
Okay.
And that's
is that what he
thing.
Said?
Yes.
Okay.
And he also started a war, maybe.
Well, explain that.
This could go down as one of the great blunders in history. I want you guys to understand this. Mm. Yesterday, on the podium, we're talking about Russia, who's amassed 100,000 troops, right there, ready to wander over into the Ukraine. He says this. Now, because NATO is somewhat trying to get involved, but not involved. But how much are they going to get involved? And what could he do? Because there's the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that Biden and Germany wanted him to have. And that goes right through the Ukraine. So this is a hot mess. They've already gone into Crimea. And he's already said, well, they're probably going to, my guess is they're going to invade. And then he said,
if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and...
It's one thing if it's a minor incursion.
Can you play the rest of it?
Yeah.
We end up having to fight about what to do and not do, et cetera. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia.
Yeah. No, it's not. They're not scared of you. They're already sanctioned to the hilt. For all the Trump loves Russia, he sanctioned them far more than any other president. And guess what? He doesn't care. This is what Zelensky, the president, is probably thinking. I should have found out some dirt for that Trump guy. We want to remind the great powers there are no minor incursions and small nations, just as there's no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones. I say this as the president of a great power, because the reality is you just gave them it's okay to do a few little things.
So Biden has threatened Putin several times over the last few weeks, from what I understand.
With what?
You go in, you're gonna feel the power of the United States. I don't know how far that goes anymore. I don't know.
No.
But that's what he said. Yeah. That's what he said to Putin. He's like, listen, you better not do it.
This is another red line?
It could be.
Because let's also remember that red line that was drawn. Remember that with
Syria.
Obama and Syria?
Yeah.
Who's a part of that?
Well, it was Joe Biden, of course.
Russia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Joe Biden was part of the administration.
But Russia. They're laughing right here. You just told another country.
So what should he do then?
You don't tell him, hey, here, let me tell you what I'm going to do. Let me telegraph it, and here it is.
What's he going to do? Nothing?
No, I don't think he's going to do anything. I think Putin's going to move in, and I think you just basically told them, you guys do what you want, and then you'll see, because you're going to be on double secret probation.
Mm. Well, it's a tough situation. I mean, you know, trying to figure out what the Russians want to do, and Putin, I mean...
Putin wants to test, know. And you just...
He wants to what?
He wants to test. What will you do to me? What are you going to do to me? What if I try to go into here and then decide, you know, hey, you know what? Maybe I would like some more of the Balkan states. What are you going to do? Nothing? Does anybody want a real war?
No.
No?
You want to get into another war? I don't. I don't want to be sending troops all around the world again.
We already have troops all around the world. Therein lies the problem. But at some point,
we're not troops in Afghanistan anymore.
So, yeah, that's worked out well. But, you know, another disaster.
Or we could have just stayed forever.
Well, the reality is, now what have we done? We've killed tens of thousands of people by letting them starve to death? And you didn't listen to anybody that your soldiers, your people that you're supposed to listen to said, don't do this. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, but Biden wasn't the first one to say, let's get out of Afghanistan. Yeah. Trump also signed the deal to get out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, exactly.
We knew what was going to happen when we got out of Afghanistan.
I don't think
it was going to go bad.
We knew what was going to happen until much later. And when they were telling him while we were getting ready, he still didn't listen. Now we just told him, hey, guys, go ahead. You take part of the Ukraine. It's not us.
All right. Coming up next. It's really odd. The Beijing Olympics, they're starting February 4th. Why U.S. Olympians may need to put duct tape over their mouth. Stick around. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, who's ready to declare an invasion at the border? That's coming up. Plus, at 4:05, did you see the news gal get hit by a car on live television? That's Becky great. Lynn, did you see this? It's everywhere. We're going to talk about that because
one of my favorite videos.
Oh my! It's all over
that
the place.
And the Chuck E. Cheese free for all.
I saw the Chuck E. Cheese,
which was spectacular.
It's not spectacular.
It is.
It's
I love
awful.
The fact that people are still playing games as parents are throwing down in the middle of Chuck E. Cheese.
It's terrible. All right, couple things. The Olympics in Beijing,
the Communist Olympics,
start February 4th. So, if you're a U.S. athlete, are you really looking forward to going to Beijing? Because well, I mean, I don't know how these Olympics are going to look. I'm sure COVID is going to be all over the Olympics. You're going to have, you know, no freedom of speech over there. If you're an American, are you basically going to have to just duct tape, you know, your mouth?
Yeah.
Because if you say something and the Chinese government hears it, and they will, and they don't like it, you're over there.
And you're going to be spied on.
You
like
are
you
under,
could not believe.
You're under their rules.
Absolutely. Not. Hey, look, in the charter of the Olympics, you're not supposed to have politics or speak about it. We know that doesn't always go the way that people think, especially in the world that we live now, where everybody feels like they should be able to have a stance anywhere at any time.
It's almost like a lot of these Olympians, they go not to compete, but to make a statement about one thing or another.
Yeah. Yeah, those are
good
people,
luck doing that in China.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Mm. Now, if you want to go and say America sucks, I'm sure China would be totally fine with that.
Yeah,
they would love that. They would be like, oh, that's great. That's exactly what we think, too. But if you want to go and say we think that you locking up 3 million Uyghurs is a bad idea, then the chances of you coming home at that moment in time to celebrate whatever you won or lost will not happen.
Or I can't believe I'm in the place where COVID started.
Yeah.
And there's the lab over there.
That's right.
How do you
think
that'll
believe we're here?
How do you think
at
that'll
the home of the place that created COVID?
Right. How do you think that'll
the communist
go over?
Bat flu?
If an American says something, all right. Honest question, because I really don't know the answer. What happens if an American says that? Are you going to put us in jail?
Yeah.
Really?
They said you will face the full.
You're going to kill
full
us?
Full power? No. They will kill you.
Okay.
They will kill you. You know, they will, that's North Korea. That's different. They may put you, you know what they may do is they may expel you immediately from the games and send you home.
I can live with that.
So.
I'd rather do that than go to jail.
NBC's not even sending their reporters.
They're not sending their announcers
either. Anything. They're sending nothing. And they spent billions to get these crappy games. Why did we give games to a country that is authoritarian, that is absolutely brutal towards their people, that is bought these games to do a showpiece, much like many of these other countries in the World Cup and stuff? They don't even have snow. Have you seen some of the places they're having to pump in and make all the snow? They don't.
Yeah.
You know what they have? Communism and COVID. Have fun.
They want to get to zero COVID.
It's never happening.
Well, you told the story the other day about how if they find out that someone has COVID, the sirens go off.
And you're locked down.
And remember, there was a woman who was on a date, and she was at a man's house, and he was cooking her dinner, and it was a dinner date. It was like, you know, come over to my house, I'll cook you dinner. The sirens went off. She was there for 2 weeks.
Did you see the lady who...
It's unbelievable. She couldn't leave.
She also went on a date or something, and she stayed in a hotel, and that went off, and she zooms her house to see, like a Ringer doorbell thing, and her dog is destroying the house, and she can't do anything. She's been in the place for 14 days, and her dog is just destroying the house.
Yeah. So U.S. athletes are being told to stay silent when they go to Beijing.
I can't wait to the North Korean summer games. Those are going to be super fun.
And the NBC announcers aren't going. Last thing. Are they not going because of COVID, or are they not going because it's China?
Probably because of COVID. Maybe because they're worried that they may say something or do something. China maybe, but everybody walks a fine line with China because everybody's afraid about giving away the Chinese dollars. Yeah. If you listen to our show, we've kind of pissed that away. No Chinese dollars coming here. I'm just letting you guys know that.
Coming up next.
Coming up. No Chinese dollars. Arizona. Could we ban people from filming cops in situations? Could this happen? Good idea, bad idea? We should discuss this. All the Gators and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
That's us. You're you, and that's what makes us us.
Coming up at 4:05, and she got whacked by a car on live TV, and what happened after that is just unbelievable. You'll hear it. We'll talk about it.
I don't know what's my favorite thing.
It's unreal.
It's just Tim, the news guy, who's the anchor, is pretty awesome himself. He plays a great part in this.
Yeah. It all happened on live TV. It's gone viral. We'll talk about it at 4. All right. So should Arizona ban you from filming cops? So what we have here is John Kavanaugh. He's been on the show. He's a Republican. He's proposed a new bill that would ban you from filming cops. Chad, why do Republicans want to just continue to take away my freedoms? I should have the freedom to take my phone out, Chad, and film anybody that I want. Why do they keep doing this?
You know what? It's a tough thing.
They don't want me to mail in vote.
They don't want you to mail. They don't want any of that stuff. They hate black people.
My freedoms are at stake here.
Total freedoms.
My freedoms are at stake.
I think what they're trying to do is it's a great way to say, cops, we support you.
Okay.
Because as we all know, every time we see one of these things, you know, 99 times out of 100, what ends up happening? We catch 3 seconds or 10 seconds of something that was 45 minutes long and that but that is taken and run with. And all of a sudden, the cops are bad. All cops are evil. Or white supremacists, defund the police. This is a tough one. If you're outside, I'm sorry, you're in the public eye, people are going to film you.
Yeah.
And they should have a right to do that.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of times, you know, yeah, does it weed out some of the bad cops? Yeah. But also, it shows some of the great cops.
It does.
I mean, we've talked about that. Something we like to do on the show is, if there's a video out there or a story out there that actually says something good about police, we actually bring it to you. And I know you always say, well, if it bleeds, it leads. And you're right. But we don't do that.
No.
We will bring you the bleed it lead story because, well, it could be big and we have to talk about it. But also there are a ton of stories out there about cops who do amazing things and they're caught on video doing it. And that's a good thing. So I think taking that away from people is just stupid. Well, and it actually hurts police.
Now, if you're spying on cops, you know, if you're one of these things where you're...
There are people like that.
Yeah, you can cross a certain line, but if you're out and about somewhere and something's going down and you pull out your camera, you know, I think one of the things is this also has to go back to nobody cares what happens to the person. 99 times out of, you and I would be like, oh my God, whether it was a cop or something, nobody really cares. What they care about is, did I get enough of a video that this thing could go viral and this will help me in my social media world?
It's terrible. Such a bad way to look at, you're right, but it's like, if that person is only doing it to get more people to follow them on Twitter, it makes me sick.
Yeah. Like, did you see that my video went viral? Well, first of all, you're not in the video.
Yeah.
Secondly, you took, you know, and we never get context. It should almost be like, all right, well, you took film How long were you here? Well, I was here for, 8 minutes. Well, it was a 2-hour standoff. The guy had a knife and he stabbed three people. Mm. You saw the tail end of it, but and what took place. And now all of a sudden it's caused something. There's never any context. And that's the problem with the filming in many cases, or how it's also presented by the news.
Well, I think sometimes the news will give you the salacious part of the video, and that's it. But also, you know, the news has just a certain amount of time. They can't play 8 minutes of a video. But
they're also going to play it from their political standpoint that meets the thing that they wanted to meet.
Right.
And we've seen that. A white guy gets shot by a cop, nobody cares. Black guy does, it'll make the news. That's kind of the reality of a lot of things, and we don't see that. The media will tell you what they want, and it'll go, Fox will show you one, comparatively to MSNBC or CNN.
Yeah, but what if we never had video of Derek Chauvin, the cop who's in jail, in prison, for killing George Floyd?
What happened to Rodney King?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are things out there. Let's remember, guys, when Rodney King, when all that happened, that guy across the street, he had to go get a VHS tape. This was not one of those take out your phones. It's on his shoulder, right? You know, I mean, it is. It's
that wasn't
grainy.
Easy.
So these things are good. But isn't this why we're supposed to also have police officers with their body cameras? But again, it's not about catching bad cops for most of the people that do this. Mm-hmm. It's about being in the right place in the right time in their mind to go viral.
Yeah. And it should be about holding people accountable.
100%.
And it could help in an investigation as well.
It could.
You could take a video of a cop and be totally pro-cop. But say, there's something going on over there. I don't know what's going on over there. I'm going to videotape this.
And you've got
that might help the cop.
Yeah. 100%.
And you're going to take that away? Here in Arizona?
You can't. You can't. But John, we should have them with cameras, and we should absolutely make sure those cameras are on as much as possible.
Representative John Kavanaugh wants a new bill. It would ban you from filming cops. That's not a good bill. All right. We're back in just a second. We're going to talk about the gal that was hit by a car on live TV. But what happened next, it was unbelievable. It shocked us all. We're going to talk about it next on the Gatos and Chad Show.